So, even though we're not meeting in person, we still want to establish a safe space with the client, our space and their space. So, we can build some extra time into the first couple of sessions to allow for walking them through the setup logistics of whatever telehealth modality you're using, working out glitches, answering questions, and things like that. And then, really addressing the items in this slide to foster a sense of comfort and safety. Of course, reviewing the consent for telehealth will really be helpful because it helps them know exactly what the parameters are that can foster that sense of safety. Knowledge is power, right? And talking about how their setting can be private and secure so that they don't get interrupted, so that they're not overheard, so there's no distractions. So, doing things like covering windows, closing doors, and you can share with them how you've done the same so they feel confident that you also aren't being overheard or they're not being overheard, by somebody in your dwelling. And then taking the steps with them to limit interruptions. So, talking about, things they could do, like notifying others they're on an important call. Maybe they have a roommate. So, prearranging time for that person to be away when they have a meeting with you, and allowing some buffer time before and after the meeting so the roommate doesn't come back right as you're finishing up. Maybe putting a sign on the door, turning off notifications on your devices so that you on both ends so that you don't have interruptions like that that are distracting. And speaking of distractions, collaborating together to decide how you want to deal with those inevitable distractions that will come up, like garbage trucks outside and, a barking dog, for instance. Creating a plan together can be a bonding experience and help build that connection and rapport.